said awesome hostess on this fabulous Friday morning. Good morning to each and every one of you, our TMC family, the Master's Call family, and we are honored and excited about you being a part of this call and what God is doing in the land and our lives and our families and our artists' business. Praise God for each and every one of you. It is 7 o'clock, but let's take about 30 more seconds of chimes. I still hear a few people coming in. If you'll shout out your name and where you're calling in from.
Ida Matthews.
Who do we have?
Brenda Miller from Milwaukee.
Charles E. B. Opinion.
Good morning, Brenda. Welcome to the call. And our statesman, Charles E. Bibbs from Ohio. Welcome, sir. Always honored to have you on the call. Who else do we have out there this morning?
Evelyn from Killeen, Texas.
There she is, Miss Killeen, Texas. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. Each and every one of you, name by name, person by person. We are so excited that each and every one of you all took time on this Friday to be in one place, on one accord, and one mind, and one spirit as we celebrate Jesus. I am Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas, actually in Big D this morning, along with our co-host, Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and our illustrious Dr. Joycelyn Henderson, who has been standing in for her, doing a super fantastic job. And it's because the evangelist of the evangelists is with us today, and she always brings us such an awesome word. So I'm going to encourage you now, if you don't have your Bible, get your sword out, get some pen and paper, and get ready to be blessed. You are on the Master's Morning Call, our TMC, and we are excited about Jesus and the mission that the Lord has given us as we began this journey last year, was to enhance, enrich, and empower believers as they begin their day. And our heart, our mandate is to enrich you, saturate you, marinate you with God's word so that you are standing on the rock of his word every day to enhance your life. We want to be a positive addition of the goodness of God, that we remind you that Jesus is still Lord, and empower you to walk in that authority, that dunamis power that demonstrates that we serve a mighty God, and understanding your exousia authority, that you speak the word and know that it is done. And God has given us a scripture to stand on, and the scripture that we use for this call can be found in Psalms 88:13, and in that 13th verse of Psalms 88, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we're excited this morning that as we send forth the word, as we speak the word, as we embrace the word, as we're encouraged by the word on this TMC, the Master's Call Live, each and every morning, we're watching lives be changed, that they are then enriched, enhanced, and empowered. So thank you for being a part of that journey. And before we have our opening prayer, I want to also remind you that the reason the bread, the nucleus that brought us together was Artists International. And we are so excited to be a part of this God-ordained, family-owned, Christian covered company, and we lift up the Diaz de Leon family each and every day. And if you are not a part of the artist family, we encourage you to get with the person who told you about this call and find out why we at the Artist International family are so excited about Jesus and being his minister in the marketplace through Artists International. We encourage our artist distributors to definitely visit your back office. Always exciting promotions going on. and different activities. And we just want to encourage you to do that four-letter word, READ, and be informed and empowered with knowledge to be a success. We, at this time, I'd like to call forth Miss Amber, our prayer general, who will lead us in our opening prayer, and then we will have the woman of God come up and bless our lives. Minister Amber, prayer general, the floor is yours.
Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Amen. Good morning. Praise God as we go to the throne. God, according to your word in Lamentations 3 and 22 and 23, because of the Lord's great love for us, we are not consumed, for your compassion never fails. They are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. Father God, so we thank you for your faithfulness to your people, God, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for just rising us up another day, God, to see a new dawning of a day. God, we come in the volume of the book that was written for us, Father God, on this Friday, even before the foundations of the world. God, we thank you for your blood covering, and we cover this call in your precious blood. God, we thank you for your angels that are ascending and descending on our behalf. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that they encamp around about us, Lord. God, we thank you that you are shifting the atmosphere to be conducive to your presence by the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all things that pertain to life and godliness in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for health, strength, Father God, activities of our lands, food, clothing, shelter, transportation. You supply our needs daily, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. God, now we pray, Lord Jesus, for the founders of this call, God. God, Dr. Vanessa, Lord, bless her and continue to download upon her all that you have for her, Lord Jesus. And Dr. PK, God, we ask you to strengthen her, God. You know her need, God. God, let your perfect will be done upon her, Father God, and Brother Elijah and their family. God, we pray for the artist family, God, and that you have your way upon each and every one that's connected. We pray for the ones that may not be a part of the artist in the national family, but God, they're on this call to hear a word from the Lord. And God, we thank you that the word, we come in great expectation in the name of Jesus, and we put a demand on the anointing, because the anointing is burden removing, yoke destroying, power of God. And so God, we know that you're coming in fully, Father God, with your presence and your anointing. Now we bind, Father God, any psychic prayers. We come against any charismatic witchcraft, God. We draw the bloodline between us and the enemy. We veto, we annihilate, Father God, anything that the enemy thinks he has done, God, because we know at the fourth watch of the hour you had intercessors on the wall. So God, we know that everything has been pulled down, Father God, for you. So God, now we pray for the woman of God. We say, woman of God, go forth in the things that God has told you to give to the body of Christ. It's about the kingdom. So God, we thank you that rivers of living waters will flow from the woman of God, all of you and none of her. We thank you for her anointing. We bless her, and we receive what you have with the rhema word. Thus said the Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
That's why you're the five-star general. Thank you for that prayer this morning, Minister Amber. Truly, the morning of the heavenlies have been commanded and strategically positioned so that our speaker, who always has a powerful word in her mouth, will go forth. Well, I tell you, it's that time, word time, and we want to bring to the line, as I lovingly call her, the evangelist, Dr. Joycelyn Purnell Henderson, hails from Hartford, Connecticut, and alongside her husband, Dr. Walter Henderson, who we are always so blessed to hear on Tuesdays, our power couple, are the founders of the Berean Family Worship Center. They're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, over 25 years. They have a mandate, a mission, and a definite anointing and a heart for marriages and minister to families. Truly, this is a Proverbs 31 woman, a virtuous woman, a woman who speaks the oracles of God, stirs up the people of God, and we are just humbled that she has agreed to be a part of our Master's Call family. And without further ado, I want to introduce Giselle and present to others, lovingly, our Dr. J. The floor is yours.
Good morning to my Artist Call family, and good morning to you, Dr. Vanessa, as well. Can you hear me clearly?
You're doing good, loud and clear. Thank you.
Amen. I want to put one correction out there. I'm from Hartford, Wisconsin, not
Excuse
Connecticut
me.
This morning. Amen.
Oh, I'm sure you said Connecticut. I'm sorry. The Milwaukee folks, please excuse me. Wisconsin folks, please, 39 lashes. I apologize.
Not a problem. I just don't want all the Milwaukee folks to start throwing things
I
at
know.
So we greet each and every one of you on the line this morning, and I am just so honored to be a part of the Master's Morning Call family and to be privileged to be able to minister the Word of God in this capacity. If you go on into the scripture, we're going to go right into 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. And I'm going to be reading several verses, excuse me, in that particular chapter. I challenge you today to go back and take a look at the entire 1 Samuel 17. This is probably one of my 122 plus 12 plus 66 very much favorite scriptures in the Bible. And so I just honor the Lord for this word that I believe that he's given me this morning. I like to talk about the battles because I understand that if we understand where we're going in a battle and know who sent us in, that we can always win. And I like to win. I like to have great victories because I've read at the back of the book it says we win. And so I won't lose in any situation that I'm facing. So for this morning's title for the website, I would like to title this one as Choose Your Battle. Choose Your Battle. This is probably another way of saying that is pick a fight. When I was very young, I used to love picking a fight. And so this morning, we're going to pick a fight. We're going to choose our battle. And let me just go right in and define battle. First of all, battle is defined as to fight against. It is a struggle or a conflict to contend with in full strength. Let me say that one again, to contend with in full strength. Let me give you some things to consider before going into battle, because we don't want to go into battle without considering some of these things. Consider holding your peace, number one. Sometimes we can just turn away and walk away. It might not even supposed to be in the battle. Consider if this would be a wasted energy. If we ain't got time to be wasting no energy this morning. Choose to preserve your strength for the important battles. Consider your armor. Have you tested and proved the correct armor for this particular battle? And so I want to look at it this morning in 1 Samuel the 17th, and going to be reading several verses. Verse 20 we'll start with, but I want to give you just a little bit of background. The prophet Samuel has now come, and he has anointed David king of Israel. And David now has been sent back down to the field to tend his father's sheep. But because David knew who he was, the title king did not define who he was and what he had been called to do. He also knew, even with the title being inferred upon him and anointed upon him to be king, he knew he needed training. So he was willing to go back down to boot camp to be trained for greater battles that he would be engaged in the future. We sometimes just looking at what's happening right now. David said, I need to be trained for the battles that are going to be coming. Sometimes we can make three costly mistakes when we are going into a battle. First of all, we can go into a battle too early. We can go into a battle unskilled and untrained. And we can go into a battle in our own strength. All three of those can be very costly. And the reason being, we have not killed our bear. We have not killed our lion. And better yet, the folks in the church still making us mad and cussing, rising up on us. The folks in our home ain't treating us like we think they ought to be, so we're ready to leave. The folks in our Artists International business, in our downline, upline, sideline, or whatever line they are, they're still causing us to retreat and crawl back up under the rock. Jeremiah said it this way, Jeremiah 12:5, if you cannot run with the footmen, what you going to do when the horsemen come? I hear them galloping this morning, and I say settle in, because when the horses come, you got to be ready. Choose your battle this morning. Let's look at it, 1 Samuel 17:20. And it says, David rose early in the morning, and he left his sheep with the keeper, and he took and went as his father Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to battle, and he shouted for the battle. Verse 21, for Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage, and he ran into the army. Don't you miss that. I say he ran into the battle, and he came and saluted his brethren. When you know to whom you belong, you will run into the battle as well. You don't run away from no battles. We stormed the gate of the enemy. We, on this phone this morning, we ain't scared of no devil, so we run to the battle. Why? Because we're the violent one, and we've already established those violent ones go in and they take it by force. Somebody say it with me. Take it by force this morning. Don't you go asking the devil to give you back your stuff. You go in there and demand him to loose it now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Verse 26. Say, and David, now that he's gotten down to the battle, he began to ask them about what's going on down here. He said, and David spoke to the men that stood by, saying, what shall be done for the man that killeth this Philistine? Now, I like that about David, because David said, I'm going to kill him. He got to die this morning. I am going to take his head off. He said, I want to know what's going to happen to the one that killed this Philistine, the one that is reproaching the Israel. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered, verse 27, after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. They really told David, said, you know what? You don't have to pay no taxes anymore, and you will get the king's daughter. David said, good deal. I'm going in and I'm going to take his head off just because of the fact I know that I'm going to get a prize. Don't you go into no battle unless you know you're going to get some and bring it back and be able to know that God has given you great victory in it. And so now, and I'm going to skip all the way down to verse 39, but let me give you some background in it. David is now, Saul has heard about it, and so Saul now wants to give David his armor. You know, Saul has some good armor, the best armor. Saul has some stuff that had not been worn by everyday just common folks. And so Saul was now, had got the news about David, and he calls David to him, and he want to place his armor up on David. Sometimes the finest chariots, the finest cars is not what we need when we're going into battle. And David, in verse 39, he recognized he needed to use some proven set of weaponry. Today we got some proven weaponry, which is the word of God. And in David's case, he had a slingshot and five smooth stones. He had some rocks. What is it that God has already given us? And especially those of us that are part of this Artists International business. He has given us some things called our back office. We must master it. And he has also said to us, we must have a teachable spirit so that others can teach us how to get into the land and possess the land. Let me talk to you about how, when you're going into the land, choose not to enter into the devil's entrapment. Because if we enter into this entrapment, it will take us off course of the success that God is desiring for us to go into. Don't enter into strife. Now, I know sometimes folks want to make you mad. They want to say some stuff. If you go back and read the entire 17th chapter, it'll talk about Eliab and all of David's brothers began to talk to him and say stuff about you, just a boy. You're a ruddy little thing. Go on back down and feed your daddy sheep. But don't get all tangled up in that. They're just trying to get you off course. Say, somebody is trying to get me off course. They're trying to get me mad so I won't get my stuff. Look at the scripture when you get a chance in Genesis 13, 5, and 12, how you handle folks when they're trying to get you mad. Abraham and Lot's servants began to argue back and forth. They were arguing over some dirt, some grass, where their sheep was going to be grazing. But Abraham had the understanding, you know what, Lot, I'm not getting ready to argue with you, because I understand that if I cease from strife and walk in the counsel of the Lord, God will give me everything that I need. Proverbs 20, verse 3 says it this way. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling in things that don't even pertain to them. James 3, 16 says it this way. Where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Every evil work comes with strife. I say to you this morning, don't let the devil entrap you into strife. Let's talk about it. Consider if the battle is worth fighting. Ask the Lord, is this your battle or does it belong to somebody else? Ask the Lord, is there a need for you to fight in this battle? 2 Chronicles 20:15 says it this way. And the same thing he said to Jehoshaphat, he's saying to you and I today, for the battle is not yours, but it is God. Somebody say, it's not my battle. It's not my fight. It's a fixed thing, and I'm going to win. And I said last week, rise up and go get yourself. Consider if this battle will benefit you. We must come back with the spoil. Don't you ever go into a battle and return empty-handed. 2 Chronicles 20:25 says it this way. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil, because they now have won the battle, they found among them in abundance, somebody say abundance, both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off of them for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days, 3 days in gathering the spoil because it was so much. Rise up and go in and get your stuff. It might take you 3 days to get what God has given you in the battle, but you better not come back empty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't make sense to go into a battle and come back broke. Hallelujah. Don't make sense to go into a battle and come back still got sickness and disease on your body. Let me give you 5 keys in closing that we should use when we find ourselves in a battle. Number one, pray. Hallelujah. Luke, the 18th chapter, verse 1, so that men ought always to pray and not faint. Number two, get into the Lord's presence to receive your direction. Stop listening to what everybody else say. Stop calling up mama them and daddy them and get into the presence of the Lord. Psalm 16:11 says, that will show you the path of life, but you got to be in the presence of the Lord. Number three, meditate the word, not the battle. Joshua 1:8. Because when we meditate the word, God will give us a way to go into the battle. Number four, judge the battle on its own merits. 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, for our light affliction, judge whether this is a battle that is a light thing or whether it's something that you need to take a whole lot of armor in with you. When it's but for a moment, work it for you a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And number five, do not try to fight today's battle with tomorrow's strength. Matthew 6:34 says, therefore do not worry about tomorrow. Stop concerning yourself about what the devil is telling you going to happen tomorrow. He don't know about your future. God does. But tomorrow is going to worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble in it that it will settle, you can settle yourself down in. God will supply all the strength needed to do all he's called you and I to do. But he will sometimes ration it out, just like he did manna for the children of Israel. So I want to encourage you today, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid or dismayed, for the Lord God, your God, is with you, and he will not fail you, nor will he forsake you. 1 Chronicles 28:20. Deuteronomy 28, your enemy will come out against you one way, but he will flee before you seven ways. Exodus 14:14, the Lord shall fight for you if you hold your peace. Psalms 91:7, 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Philippians 1:6, be confident of this very thing. He that who has begun the work, he will complete the work. And so I decree and declare to each one of you on this phone, choose your battle. Pick a fight. Know what fight to go in. Know what fight to walk away from. Know what battle that God is saying he's already given you victory. And I decree and declare to you that if you will allow the Spirit of the living God to rise up on you, to give you faith, to give you courage, to give you wisdom, to give you strength, to give you endurance, you will go in and know what battle that it is that you're supposed to be fighting in. And I say to you this morning, if you have to fight with one hand behind your back and your weapon in the other hand, choose your battle, because God has given you great victory in the battle that he has chosen for you to go into. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa. God bless you on the call this morning.
Pick a fight, pick a fight. She said the fight works this morning. What a word, Dr. J. Choose your battles. I love that. I love that. I'm sure they'll love seeing that on the website. Pick a fight. She gave us some awesome, awesome nuggets today. And I tell you, especially those five keys to use within a battle, she told us to pray, to get in the Lord's presence, to meditate on the word, to judge the battle on its own merit, and do not try to fight today's battle using tomorrow's strength. I tell you, you need to listen to that again and again, because the enemy doesn't fight fair. So thank you, Dr. J, for giving us the strategies to be the overcomers that we truly are. Miss Tiffany calling you to the line right now to close this awesome word in prayer and to lift up our prayer requests. Come to us now, Miss Tiffany.
Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your holy name. We honor you and we glorify you, oh God, because you are our Father, because you are our Shepherd, because you are our friend, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for this, the Master's Call, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for its founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, oh God, Dr. Jocelyn Henderson. We thank you, Father God, for the anointing that you put on her, for the word that she brought to us this morning, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for your word and for your confirmation. I thank you for revelation, oh God. And I thank you that you allow each one of us to rise up this day, Father God, that this will be the day, Father God, that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. So we thank you, Father God, for your promises. We thank you for provision, and we thank you for power, oh God. And right now I come in the name of Jesus, lifting up the Preston family to you, oh God. I pray, Father God, that your will be done in their lives, oh God. I claim healing right now over every illness, over every pain, right now, in the name of Jesus, because your word declares that by your stripes we are healed, oh God. So I claim healing over Evangelist Gwen Beatty, Father God, for the cancer, Father God, that she has, Father God. It is not so, Father God. And we claim healing in her mind, in her body, in her soul, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God. For you said that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper. So we claim the victory right now, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for the Elite Ladies Conference, Father God. And we pray, Father God, as you have already opened the door and given Marie the vision, Father God, we pray that it will be so, Father God, and that it will be a success, Father God. And we pray, Father God, for the speakers and for all the ones who would go to attend that conference, Father God, that your glory, Father God, will fill that place and that you would go to it in advance, oh God. I pray, Father God, for Mother Henderson, Father God, as she goes about to take her GED test, Father God. We already claim that she will be successful and that she will pass, Father God, with flying colors, oh God. Father God, I pray, Father God, as she completes her test, Father God, that you would allow the door to be open for her to go to college, Father God, and that she will, Father God, succeed in that, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the healing over Kip, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for the healing over Sister Lee, Father God, for her brother, Father God. Father God, he is yours, Father God. You created him, Father God. And we pray, Father God, for salvation, for deliverance, and for healing, Father God, over him right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And for every person that is on this, the Master's Morning Call, Father God, we pray, Father God, that each and every need, Father God, will be manifest, will be done in your name, Father God. We give you the victory. We give you the power, oh God. We give you the honor, Father God, and we seek you first, Father God, in your kingdom and your righteousness, oh God, and we know that everything else.
Praise God. Tiffany, are you there? Hallelujah. She is praying for our prayer requests, and we're thanking God that he's moving on behalf of our prayer request. I'm going to see if she'll come back in. Well, we just continue to lift up each and every prayer request that has been submitted, even those that have not been submitted. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that we apply to each and every request sent in.
And we thank you for this day. And it is so, and it shall be done. In your name we pray these and all things. Amen.
Amen. I think we lost you for a little bit there, Tiffany, but God heard you. Amen. So we appreciate you for sealing that powerful, anointed word. I tell you, that's the one that will stick with you. Choose your battles and pick a fight. You know, for some of y'all, I know that comes real easy. So we praise God for that anointing to fight the good fight of faith. And Tiffany, thank you for lifting up those prayer requests. So appreciate you and your faithfulness on the call. We thank you so much, Prayer General, for opening up the gates and definitely establishing the position of the word and the angel so that that word went forth freely, ministering to the hearts and souls and spirits of everybody on this TMC call today. Thank you, Miss Willa, our hostess with the Moses today on this fabulous Friday. As I always love to say, getting the people spiritually seated to enjoy the call. We appreciate each and every one of you, our Master's Call family, for calling in and getting what God has for you this day and every day. We will go on and conclude the call for those who need to leave at 7:30. We try to, some few minutes over, give you the benediction of to go out and be blessed this weekend. The blessing of the Lord be with you as you be Jesus' hands extended in the marketplace. And as we also do every Friday, we consider it an honor to take your prayer request. So for those who want to stay on the line, we definitely want that all you have to do is hit *6 and your prayer, you'll be able to get in line, in queue, and we will definitely take your prayer requests and consider it an honor to pray for you. So if there's anyone who has a specific prayer request you'd like the TMC Prayer Warriors to pray about, just encourage you to hit *6. I was honored to be down in Houston the other day with Marie Preston and watching them work feverishly to get ready for the upcoming conference, and really asking you all to stand in the gap and make up the hedge and pray. We're praying because we want Dr. J to have a safe travel down to Houston, Texas. We know she'll come with the word. There'll be a blessing to the people to pray for all the things that go in planning a conference like that. If you don't know about her ministry, I encourage you to go to the Elite Ladies of Expression, Inc. .org and look at it. She's truly a frontline ministry that is an advocate in the court for many women so that they're able to keep their children. They go down on the streets and pass out things to help the homeless survive, I mean, on the front line. And the enemy hates that when we take care of the least of these. And just to remind us who we are in Christ. So just asking the entire TMC family to definitely lift Marie up. I see a 919359 in queue. The floor is yours. Give us your name and your prayer request, please.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. It's Angeline. How are you?
Good morning, Miss Angeline. I'm great. What can we do and how can we pray for you this morning, dear?
Okay, I'm asking for prayers for my sisters, my sister Tracy and her daughters. They're just going through, I guess, growing pains and, you know, just getting really difficult for my sister to deal with. So my sister's name is Tracy and her daughters are Erin and Cheyenne. And also for my sister Ramona, she's having financial difficulties with her health situation. So with
and you say your sister's name is Ramona?
Yes. And she has lupus, and her coverage has run out from her job, so she's having problems with medical coverage and things of that nature. So I'm just asking you to stand in prayer with me for her, for both of them and their families and situation.
All righty. We definitely will. What I have down for you, Ms. Trace, Ms. Angelina, to pray for your sister Tracy with growing pains with her daughters, Erin and Cheyenne, and to definitely pray for Ramona, your sister, because lupus is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. So we will definitely lift you and your family up in prayer. And now I see, I just got to talking about Miss Marie Preston from the north side of town. The floor is yours, dear.
Hey, good morning out there, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Woo! Look at Dr. Jocelyn Henderson this morning. You off the chain, bad daughter, this morning. I want to thank God for the all this family on the call this morning, for all my sisters and brothers out there on the phone. I heard y'all this morning out there. Wow, we going in the battle, and I thank y'all for keeping us lifted up in prayer and praying for the Preston family. And I'm telling y'all, I was up to 12:30 last night. Every night I've been burning a midnight oil. I'm out here in these streets, and we just rolling around. But we thank God for giving us that test, giving us that to do. And I want to say to y'all, this weekend, y'all keep us in prayer. We going because we got a school that just closed down in our neighborhood, and the Congress and everybody done asked us to come out and be out on the scene so they can see what's going to happen. So we'll be out here in the streets this weekend working on the building. So y'all lift us up. Thank you, Dr. J, for the word. We're looking to see you next week. We're going to pray traveling grace on you and your team that's coming. We love you, and we will see y'all when you get here. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa. Thank God, and I thank God for all y'all. I love y'all. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thank you so much, woman of God, and you know we love you too. So could keep them in prayer definitely this weekend. When I was down in Houston, I heard about that school closing. So the wisdom of God and the strategies of God for the closing of this school and that district in Houston, that his kingdom come, God's will be done. And thank you again, Marie and your team, for being a frontline warrior. 317-291, I think that's Ms. Jackie from Indiana. Is that you?
This is Jackie, Indiana.
Yes. Welcome. Well, how can we pray for you today?
Good morning, my prayer family. I thank God for you. I thank God for the inspiration. Actually, this morning, I wanted to call in and give a praise report.
Amen.
I heard the young lady on the phone at request in prayer for her sister for lupus, and I'd like to say that I, too, was diagnosed with lupus. But God has been blessing me, along with the artist has blessed me, and just Monday, I went in to see my doctor again, And the doctor asked me, said, "Ms. Henderson, have you been taking your medications?" I told her no. And she said, "Oh, no, you can't do that." But she went in and ran the test, and I'm going to make this quick. She ran the test. When she ran the test, she said, "You haven't been taking your medicines?" I said, "No." She said, "You've been taking your nutrition?" And I said, "Yes, but if I have to be honest, I haven't even been that faithful to that in the last couple of weeks." She said, "Well, you know what? I don't know what you're doing, but whatever you're doing, keep doing it. I have never seen numbers change like this." And so they had me taking on a daily basis at one time 28 medicines a day. They cut that back to 14. And I trusted God and followed what he had led me to do. When I went in on Monday, she cut me back to 2 medications. And then she told me, she said, "I hope you're going to take those." I said, "Well, I'm taking God with me and continuing to do what I've been doing." So I'd like to thank God for that. I'm feeling fantastic, feeling great. I'm losing weight, looking good. And I thank God for it. And I thank God for your prayers. I thank you for your prayers for my daughter. She's still going through things, but I know God is working with her. I can see him working with her. I thank you for your prayers for my son. Satan keeps trying to come back and pull him back, but I know he's covered in his blood, and I know the work's already done. So I'm thanking you for your prayers, thanking you for all that you do.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, woman of God. We love praise reports like that. And Angeline, if you want to Facebook me so that I can even give you Miss Jackie's number, I'm sure she would be happy to talk with you so you can share some things for your sister with lupus, because God's got it. And that is a powerful testimony. I mean, we love those kind of praise reports and praise God for them. Is there any prayer request before we close out today? All righty. We have, again, Angeline, prayer for her sister Tracy going through with her daughters, Erin and Cheyenne and Ramona, her sister. We're believing God for that total healing from lupus. And we're praying for Marie with her upcoming conference and with the closing of the schools in Houston, the meeting they have for the wisdom of God and her entire Preston family. And we're going to continue to pray for Jackie and her daughter and son. And I see there's Miss Hot Atlanta. The floor is yours, Miss Rushi.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I just want to thank God for that trip that we had last week, and thank y'all for your prayers that we received, that we made it there, and all that rain from all the way from Carolina all the way to Brooklyn, New York. But you know what? They say behind there's rain, there's a storm. But when the storm came was that daily young cappuccino. So I'm sitting here with my godmother having our cappuccino in my little house where I made my salon. God brought me home from the salon out of 32 years. So I just want y'all to continue to pray for me and pray for the daily young family and this new cappuccino that we got going out. You know, the cappuccino is awesome. For the Daddy Young Cafe, continue to lift my family up in prayers and lift the whole artist family up in prayers. And our godmother, along with all the platinumers and advising, coordinators, supervisors, managers, directors, you know, I just can't call them all. Just continue to bless us and give us strength. And bless Mrs. PK and her husband. And also you, Miss Vanessa, I want to tell you, you're doing a fantastic job. So I want to lift you up, sister, in all our prayers as well, okay? Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. We so appreciate you. Yeah, we were excited about our new coffee. Our Platinum President, Helen Donahue, was here in Dallas giving us a rollout of it, and it's so excited. So with Rushi, we were definitely praying for her family as she's enjoying her cappuccino this morning. And as always, we lift up our entire Ortiz family, from everyone, from the Diaz de Leon family, our Platinums, all the way down to our advisor who may have just joined yesterday. We definitely keep each and every one lifted up in prayer. And we have a 708-214. I guess a Chicago area, 708-214. Your prayer request, please.
Yes, you're talking to Evangelist Gwen Beatty this morning. Praise the Lord.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I am doing well. I am alive and well and giving God the glory, praise and honor this morning for life and happiness and all that joy that it brings. I'm just thanking God this morning, asking you all to put this prayer request for today. I'm already receiving many breakthroughs. The Lord has commanded me to sit down and write a book because I'm already in the form of miracles. I want to let you all know I have nothing but good reports coming towards my diagnosis, which I will be sharing with you all, because God has miraculously already up front paid every doctor bill that will come from a program that I did in the community in 2003, and now I'm going to be a recipient of it and don't have to worry if my insurance company drops me, and I want to say glory be unto God for that. Today at the 12 o'clock hour, I will be meeting with the Habitat for Humanity who have taken a look at our program, and they may be instituting some of our work, and I want to have you all pray for me and our team that will be going in at 12 o'clock today, and just pray that God will grace me as I go to all of these doctor's appointments. I've been to the doctor, as I've said, more my entire life, but I'm being obedient and being led. So my prayer request is for this weekend, itinerary with the Habitat for Humanities and all that we have to do on this weekend, and for continuous breakthroughs concerning this diagnosis. And again, just ditto to everything that was said by Sister Rushi and Marie Preston, and you all be praying that the Lord would allow my schedule to make it to that Houston event. They've given me an appointment on the 21st, but God is still able. So that's my prayer request. I hope you got all that, Doctor. Thank you, and God bless all of you all this weekend.
Thank you, woman of God. I think I got most of it, but I love the fact of praise reports from a program you started to help others almost 10 years ago. Now that program will be covering all of your doctor bills, present and those to come. That is an awesome. You planted a seed years ago, and now you're going to reap a bountiful harvest to cover the bills that will come. That is just awesome. And then today at noon, favor with the meeting and through the weekend with Habitat for Humanity, that they bless your organization, and just a favor of God, the strategies of God, and that we're still believing God for the total healing is already done in your body, that we send the word of healing, that breast cancer is a name that has to bow to the name of Jesus. So we just lift you up in prayer. So we're going to go on and close the call out with prayer. Father God, I just thank you that you are the Jehovah God who hears and answers prayer. Now, I thank you that this is a place, a platform, and we're postured to send up the PAGA prayers of faith to you, the prayers that hit the mark. We thank you, God, for accuracy in the Holy Ghost as we dispatch Michael and the warring angels of God to go forth with excelling might and power for every prayer request. We thank you for the Jehovah Rapha being released for all those who need healing. We send the word of healing to Ramona, that lupus is a name and it must bow to the name of Jesus. We send the word of healing to Evangelist Gwen there in Chicago. Breast cancer is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. We thank God for the total healing even in Jackie's body. We thank you for those that are unspoken, that need your touch. Oh, we send the word like the centurion soldier that said, all you have to do is send the word only, and we know it shall be done. So we thank you that the conversation of even those around them will be that they are healed and whole, and by your stripes, we're calling it already done. Father, we thank you for wisdom with raising young people, for Angeline's sister Tracy, with Aaron and Cheyenne. Father, you know that as the word says in Proverbs, if we train a child in the way that they should go, when they get old, they will not depart. Through these teenager, young people's challenging years, you be God of that home, that that home will serve the Lord and the order of God, the discipline of God, the blessings of God will flow as a wisdom, Sophia wisdom of God flows in Tracy. Ah, we send that word to Houston, to Marie, strengthen her body, put the blood edge of protection around her and her entire team, her family. I thank you for strategic favor as they're planning this conference. Is this a light in a dark area in Houston where hopelessness and homeless and degradation is trying to come? You're sending life and life more abundantly. God, you birthed Elite Ladies of Expression in Marie's loins, and she's walking out of obedience to you. So I speak the word of Isaiah 44, that you're going before her, making every crooked pathway straight and every rough place smooth. You garrison the army of those who will come with one mind and one spirit to organize this conference, that it sets a precedence. It sets a standard in that Houston area. We call them in now from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I call that budget not just met, but God exceedingly abundantly above. I speak the traveling mercies to Dr. J and her team as they come. Father, I thank you as she comes and sows a word into that conference, as the evangelist plants the seed of revival, of rebirthing, God, of repositioning, that that lives will be changed. We claim now the salvation, the deliverance, and that the awareness will be raised from this conference. Father, you be glorified, and you let the people that come be edified, but utmost, let that devil know that he will be terrorized. I thank you, God, for Jackie's praise report, and that we will continue to speak healing to her body, and we thank you that the word goes forth for her daughter in D.C. and for her son, that you're working it all out for your glory and their good. We thank you, Purushi, faithful to our TMC call, always on the call, always praying and lifting up others. We send the word of you being a minister to her family, of you touching her family, you using her as an instrument to unite, heal, and bring wholeness to all of those as she speaks your word. I thank you that we say and speak a blessing to our entire artist family, that we continue to celebrate what you're doing in artists, what you're doing through Artists International, as we are your instruments in the marketplace. And we thank you again for the favor that Evangelist Gwen has today, that you are truly going to anoint her mouth. You're going to anoint this conversation, the meeting with Habitat for Humanity. God, blow her mind with how you work it out. God, do truly that Ephesians 3:20, the exceeding abundantly above all that Evangelist Gwen can ask or think. And we know she can ask a lot. So you're going to shock her and show up and show out in this meeting. And God, for every other unspoken prayer request, we speak your supernatural intervention. Father, apply your super to the natural occurrences in our life. Bless our going in and our coming out. Anoint our steps this weekend. As we leave this call, we never, never, never leave your presence. Stir up the gifts of God inside of each and every one of us. Lord, faith sees. Let us have the eyes of faith to see how to operate in our artist business, to be the best ministers in the marketplace. And for those in the entire body of Christ on this line, let us be your vessel. Let us be your mouthpiece. Let us be your evangelist, carriers of the good news of God. And as we seal these prayer requests, as we seal this call, we thank you by the blood of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, we decree the Jehovah Nissi, the banner of victory in our lives, in our going in and our coming out. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let you all be blessed, and we look forward to seeing you and hearing you on the call this upcoming Monday. Have an awesome weekend in Christ, and thanks again for being on the Master's Call. Go out now, submitting to the call of God on your life from the Master, and be his minister in the marketplace. Bye-bye.